Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Jeff Vaughn from the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Arcanum Trojans. And Arcanum comes in with a 5-8 record. Indians are 6-6 after a tough game last night against Versailles.
Yeah, definitely a tough one. You know, first half was close, and the second half we just kind of came unraveled and were dominated, and Justin Arnes put on a pretty good show. You know, the interesting thing about this Arcanum team, Rob, they're 5-8, but they beat New Bremen, and they also beat Coldwater.
Wow.
So, you know, they have some potential. They have two key guys I know that are injured with knee injuries right now that they're hoping to get back. So, I know last night they lost a tough one at the buzzer to Miss Sinewall Valley. So,
JV game, it was Fort Recovery winning 44-30. We were led in that one by Regan Martin with 15 and Ryan Post with 11. Starters?
Yeah, the starters for the Arcanum Trojans, number 14, Will Trotwine, a 6'2 senior. Number 22, Evan Ashley, a 6'2 junior. Number 50, Lane Byrne, a 6'3 junior. Number 12, Carter Gray, a 6'2 sophomore. And number 44, Grant Delk, a 6'3 or sophomore. For the Indians tonight, they'll be starting number 2, Peyton Judy, 6'4 junior. Number 3, Derek Judy, the 6-foot freshman. Number 5, Ryan Braun, 6'3 senior. Number 12, Clay Schmitz, the 6'3 freshman. And rounding out the starting lineup is Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. So those are your starters for tonight's ball game.
Petey Judy's going to jump for Fort Recovery, and jumping for Arcanum is Grant Delk, who is 6'3".
Wow, and he got up quick there.
Tap, and the Arcanum Trojans take the ball for the first time. Again, Rob Weaver here with Jeff Vaughn, our studio producers, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and also Christian Peterson for the radio station over in Portland. We do remind you that we have Jay County's girls game on our AM station tonight at 1440 on your AM dial and 105.3 FM. So Jay County girls in Southern Wells, they're at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM tonight. We're here at 100.9 tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Derek Judy picked up his first foul for the Indians there.
That was a real quick one.
Yes, it was. A reach in.
Arcanum with the ball. They almost throw it away. Here's an outside shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. As grabbing the board there was Clay Smith. Missing the shot, by the way, was Wills Troutwine. I love it when these programs have the numbers all scattered all over the place.
Oh, I know. It's hard to follow, isn't it? Three ball no good by Cade Wendell.
Rebound comes down to Lane Byrne for Arcanum. There come the Trojans down the court. We have no score here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Also Versailles, Arcanum. And in Union City and Byrne, Indiana. Inside it goes, being closely guarded by Smits. Here's a turnaround jumper by Byrne. It's up and no good. Rebound Clay Smits, and there's a foul called on Arcanum. They're going to nail number 44, Grant Delk, with the foul.
And that's Clay's second rebound of the game. Clay had a really nice game last night. He had 8 points for the Indians last night. It's a nice game for him. So starting out pretty good here.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in today's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's office includes Fort Recovery graduates, Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Here's Ryan Braun, left side jumper, got it, three-pointer. And that gives us the lead here.
Yeah, Arcanum playing a little 2-3 zone, and Ryan gets a wide-open three on the reversal there. So nice job by the Indians executing there against the zone.
Good to see Ryan get off to a flying start. There's travel. A travel. Travel is called on Arcanum's Wills Troutwine. So that'll give the ball back to the Fort Recovery Indians. Yeah, interesting. They have a 5-8 record, yet they've beaten Coldwater and New Bremen.
Yeah, they beat New Bremen at New Bremen and Coldwater the first game of the year. So
inside to Clay Smith. Nice move, and he scores.
Nice
up and in.
Play there.
Clay Smith lays it in on a nice move, and it's 5-0. Indians are on top here. Outside with the basketball. Evan Atchley, here's a shot from the left side, up no good. Rebound goes to Petey Judy. You want to keep score? Or?
That's fine.
Would you love to do that?
That's fine.
Judy's up no good as he drove down the lane. Rebound comes to Arcanum. I was going to, but I'm going to get I'm not going to keep track of things right. So since we don't have an official school statistician anymore, at least for the time being. Right side it goes for Arcanum. Oh, unmolested drive by Arcanum's Wills Troutwine, who lays it in to make it 5-2. We had a defensive breakdown on that one. Peyton Judy on the right. He'll feed to Clay Smith's free throw line. Now back out to Cade Wendell. Cade was held to only three last night after a nice game last weekend. Peyton Judy, top of the key. Bingo! He drilled it. 3-point shot.
So, again, Indians doing what you need to get a team out of the zone. Right now they've hit 2 threes, so uncontested as well. So
8-2, the score. Indians are on top here. Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Inside ball is loose. Clay Smith's almost got it. Knocked loose again by Peyton Judy. And it's still loose, and a jump ball is finally called as there are bodies all over the place.
Good go to the Indians.
Cade Wendell was the one who finally got in there and grabbed the ball. Ryan Braun will pass in to Peyton Judy, and he'll bring it up the court. Indians are on top here, 8-2. I'd like to see him keep pouring it on here. Let's get a nice lead. This Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Left side to Ryan Braun. Braun will drive in, stop, back outside. Clay Smith fires, and it is no good.
Nice rebound by Cade Wendell.
Cade tries to go back up, but can't get the room. Here's Ryan Braun. He'll put it up on a side saddle shot. No good. And
going to be a foul on Ryan, I believe.
I guess so. I assume there was a packed house there last night.
Yeah, it was a pretty good crowd, definitely. You know, he became the all-time leading scorer at Versailles, and also the MAC all-time leading scorer, Justin Arnes, did. So, yeah, it was nice. Nice packed house, a lot of media.
And he's not done yet.
No.
He's going to have a record that's going to stand for a long time. Here's a 3-point shot. It's up and good by Arcanum's Carter Gray.
And Carter Gray is a kid last year that really hurt us as a freshman. I know he's had some health issues. Supposedly he's wearing a heart monitor right now. This week he was in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So last night I know he played, but it was limited.
Cade Wendell with the ball on the left, tries to drive in, passes off to Ryan Braun, cutting from the far side, and he's wide open and lays it in. Ryan Braun scores.
Ryan's got 5 to lead the Indians.
10-5, Indians on top by 5 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Going to say hi to Bob Stogler. He might be listening in tonight. I know he's just really in a rough territory this week. Shots up and no good by Arcanum. Rebound Ryan Braun as Grant Delk missed a shot that he should have had.
Yeah, and the coach pretty upset, thinking he got hit too on the play. So Marcus Bixler giving an earful.
Inside ball is loose, picked up by Clay Smith. Stops and pops and hits.
Nice job by Clay. Clay's got 4.
Clay Smith connects right in front of the basket to make it 12-5. Arcanum with the basketball. On the left side it goes. Okay, Wendell knocked it away, but getting it back was Carter Gray.
There's a
drive
charge.
And a collision and a charge indeed. You called that right.
Yep.
Evan Atchley called for the charge. 6'2 junior guard. Trying to go right down the lane.
Yeah, he's a little out of control on that one. And here comes a couple of subs for Arcanum. Andrew Baker, a 6'2 senior, and number 5, Dylan Lumpkin, the 6'2 senior.
Once again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game, that's being heard on our AM station tonight at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. That's 1440 AM or 105.3 FM for Jay County girls in Southern Wells tonight. We're here at Fortside Fieldhouse this evening for the Indians of Fort Recovery against Arcanum. Derek Judy, right side to Peyton Judy. Bingo!
Nice kick out.
Derek Judy, the assist, and Peyton Judy, the three. And it's 15-5, and Arcanum calls timeout.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by Derek Judy. He kicked it out to the wide-open Peyton Judy. So, nice job by the freshman.
We'll be back right after this.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Sportside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with you, along with Jeff Vaughn for boys basketball tonight. The Indians of Fort Recovery in a non-conference game against the Arcanum Trojans.
Out to a very good start.
Arcanum has a nice new gymnasium that's only a couple, 3 years old.
Yeah, it is a really nice facility.
Right side it goes.
And the break, Clayton Pearson came in and he replaced Derek Judy.
There's a shot from the lane. It's good. Nice shot in the lane, about 10 feet away by Arcanum's Evan Atchley. Wasn't the game last year was, we just barely won that one, didn't we?
No, we got beat,
We got
actually.
Beat that one.
Yes, we did. The great kid had about 32 on us, I think.
So, Fort Recovery's here's Peyton Judy. Oh, he should have just taken it in.
I agree.
Feeds it off to Clay Smith, and they got a jump ball instead.
Going to go to Arcanum. So.
I mean, the river just opened up,
yeah,
and Peyton didn't expect that to happen, and he already had decided to pass it off, and on the jump ball, it goes to Arcanum. So bringing it down the court here is Evan Atchley. Give off to Dylan Lumpkin. There's a knocked away by Peyton Judy. They're going to call him for a foul.
And he questions it, but hey, the man in stripes called it, so there's no change that.
Kind of reached in, and he was actually standing behind him, and he kind of reached around him, and the official thought he got him. 15-7, 8-point lead for Fort Recovery here in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. We only have about 35 seconds left in the quarter. Arcanum with the ball, trying to cut the lead inside, up, no good. Oh, missed a point-blank shot. Missed another one. Rebound, Peyton Judy. They should have had two on that.
Yeah, wasn't very good defense there by the Indians, and Arcanum missed two point-blank shots.
Here's Peyton Judy with the ball, goes in, and he's going to be called
for a
charge. That's going
to be a second foul.
Take on it.
He got a little out of control, and he's going to have two fouls.
Well, and that was a point where we didn't need to score right away there. 15 seconds to go. You kind of wanted to make it the last shot. And
yeah, I agree.
Peyton went for the hole instead and got called for the charge. His second, he's on the bench. Here's Arcanum with the basketball. Evan Atchley with it.
Derek Judy comes in and replaces Peyton, and there's a turnover by Arcanum.
Yep, threw it out of bounds, trying to get the ball into Arcanum's Grant Delk, and he couldn't quite grab it. So we do have 3 seconds to go here. We have a chance for a shot. Ryan Braun to Cade Wendell. Cade half court, fires.
He got fouled.
No call. Cade looks at the official like, what did you see that?
Coach Bayshore giving an earful to John Derryberry, and he says, he's not listening.
He's not listening. 15-7, Indians are on top here at the end of the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget their Handicap Medical Equipment Center is located right here at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park on the south edge of Fort Recovery. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment, think of Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with quarter number two in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledge knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Calp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Calp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Oh, we just heard from Naples, Florida. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, I saw today on Facebook he was out at the golf course. I felt really bad. And this evening he's walking on the beach, I see. For the Indians at the break, Noah Leonard checks in, and our first Grant Konecki sighting of the night, he's in. So we have Braun and Derek Jeudy and Cade Wendell, along with Leonard's and Jeudy.
How about scoring in that first quarter for us?
First quarter, Peyton Jeudy had 2 threes. He had 6. Ryan Braun, 5. And Clay Schmitz, 4.
Outside to Ryan Braun. Cross-court pass to Derek Jeudy. He's wide open. And he got the three-point basket.
Derek really loves that corner shot, which is the toughest one. Last night he made one at Versailles, so
18-7 now. We're up by 11. Let's keep pouring it on, guys. We need a win after a tough loss last night. And there's a nice little hook shot right in front of the basket by Arcanum's Grant Delk, who's a sophomore, by the way.
Decent-looking size kid, too.
Here's a shot up, and it is
no good.
Noah Leonard missed that one inside. Arcanum with the rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Grant Konecki.
Yeah, the sophomore, the Delk kid, decent body. He made a really nice move there with the jump hook.
Yeah, he's going to be a nice player for him for a couple more years. Yeah, congratulations to Justin Arnes. He got, what, 38 last night?
Yeah, he had 38, 10 boards, and 10 assists. So triple-double, and there's an offensive foul.
Noah Leonard draws the foul.
A little bit of a flop, and then he falls down. So
I detected a small smile on Noah's face there, like, okay, I got the official to agree with me on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. A good acting job. They draw the foul on Delk, and that's Delk's second, I believe.
And he goes out. Out front with the basketball, Mr. Cade. Cade Wendell on the left side. It goes to Derek Jeudy. Derek looks, goes to Ryan Braun on the wing on the left side. He'll dribble the ball, goes to the hole, stops, passes back out. Grant Konecki. Konecki dribbling. We're in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Inside to Cade Wendell. Good!
Nice pass there by Noah to find a streaking Cade Wendell for 2.
Noah Leonard with the assist as Cade broke down the lane and lays it in. Makes it 20-9 now. Indians are rolling here tonight. Let's keep it going, guys. And there's a travel. It's going to be called, apparently, on Lane Byrne.
Yeah, he acts a little confused. I don't know if he shuffled his feet. He must have. Coach isn't arguing with it.
See Arts Way portable grinder mixers available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the industry's gold standard. That's Arts Way. The foul's going to be called on Arcanum.
On the floor.
It'll be called on Byrne. No, it's not.
Did they call it on the guard?
Called it on 22, I think, which would be Evan Atchley.
Number 42, Zach Smith, going to check in. He's a 6'3 junior.
Fort Recovery having trouble getting it in. They finally go deep to Ryan Braun just in a nick of time. Ryan dribbling top of the key, passing on the left. There's Grant Konecki. He can't get it to go down. Rebounds tipped to Noah Leonard. He'll put it up, and it doesn't go again.
A rebound by Baker.
Arcanum's Andrew Baker, a senior, with the rebound. Here come the Trojans with the basketball. Right side, back down low. Noah Leonard's guarding Arcanum's. Zach Smith it is. Inside, and there's a foul on Noah Leonard. Set time on Zach Smith.
It's going to be Noah's first, team 6.
If I hesitate, it's because Arcanum has done us the favor of listing the roster by class, so the numbers are all over the place, and I can't find them sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Outside it goes. We had one roster in football this year that Jay County played a team from Indianapolis, and they had no rhyme or reason or nothing about it.
Really?
No, not by class, not by number, just a mixed up bunch of names. I couldn't believe it. Does happen.
Wow.
Nice spin move, and it's up and no good by Arcanum by Carter Gray. Here's Cade Wendell with it at the free throw line. Stops. Fires it up. Scoop shot doesn't get it to go.
I'll tell you what, these Arcanum kids probably aren't used to officiating like this because Derry, Barry, and Orne are going to let you play, and Mark Stuckschulte. So right back here on the other end, Indians probably got a foul too and wasn't called.
Arcanum with the ball at the moment at the top of the key, right side. There's a shot, three-pointer. It does not go for Arcanum's. Dylan Lumpkin, rebound for recovery. Cade Wendell with it now. Indians have kind of hit a little slump here the last couple minutes. 20-9, we lead by 11. 20-9 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Yeah, we haven't scored since that three-pointer, I think. Good drive by Grant Konapke. Oh,
left-hand
no
shot missed, and rebound comes down to Arcanum. Data goes on the right, back on the left. Arcanum with the ball. Now with it there is Will's Troutwine. Down low. Oh, there was traveling inside. It's blocked by Noah Leonard. Picked up by Derek Judy. He'll come down to Leonard, and he threw it away. Arcanum the other way. Troutwine with it. He'll pass back outside to Dylan Lumpkin. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It does not go. Rebound for recovery. Is missing that one was Andrew Baker.
Yeah, this has been kind of an ugly three-minute stretch for both teams.
Cade Wendell dribbling out front. Fort Recovery Arcanum tonight here on the FM at 100.9 and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Jay County's girls are on the AM tonight, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. If you want to hear the girls' game, that's where you'll find it, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Outside Cade Wendell. Fort Recovery leading here 20-9. Been stuck on 20 for a while. Cade Wendell with it, and so has Arcanum. Been stuck on 9
for
a while.
Been.
Brian Braun way outside on the right. Number 5 guarding number 5 there. Gives it over to Cade Wendell. Wendell lobs it in to Noah Leonard. He got it. Noah Leonard scoring. Give Cade Wendell the assist, and we get off the 20 and make it 22-9 now. For recovery on defense. Arcanum's trying to, they got called for traveling. They're going to call Carter Gray. Is he the kid you said was being monitored?
Yeah. He has a heart monitor on. He's a good player. I mean, he's last year started as a freshman, probably was their leading scorer, so I know he's their leading scorer this year.
Well, that'd be scary. I don't know if I was parents.
I know.
You know. My kid's got a heart issue. They're going to let him play anyway.
His dad's sitting right here to the left of us.
Fort Recovery with the ball. Grant Konapke right side to Cade Wendell. There's a foul called on Arcanum on 42, who is Zach Smith.
And in for the Indians is Regan Martin. So
Regan had a pretty nice junior varsity game tonight. I think he had 15 in the JV game.
He had 20 last night, I think, at Versailles. So
here's a shot up by Clay Smits. No good. Rebounds tipped out of bounds by Arcanum. Yeah. Yes, it is. We get it. So underneath Cade Wendell, we'll toss it in. Fort Recovery's going to call a timeout with 2:07 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. It's the Indians of Fort Recovery 22 and Arcanum 9. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we cover with the ball as we start action again.
About a turnover by Martin, and Clay Schmitz picks it up.
Here's a shot by Grant Kanapke. Three-pointer's no good. They're going to call him for a call Arcanum for a foul. I think 14. Wills Troutwine, and that's going to send Grant Kanapke to the free throw line for three shots.
After the shot, going to be out of bounds.
After the shot?
Yep.
You got to be kidding.
Yep.
Oh, my. Thumbs down on that call. Arcanum, you better feel blessed on that one.
So, yeah, Indians are going to take it out right in front of the Arcanum bench.
Fort Recovery leads 22-9. Indians with the ball.
Like Grant Kanapke kind of hurt his ankle or knee a little bit on that play. There's a
left side shot by Ryan Braun, which is way off the mark. Air ball, rebound Arcanum. Here come the Trojans. Indians lead here 22-9, but these last few minutes have been neither team wanting to score. Oh, they want to score. They just can't.
Wow.
Inside shot is missed by Arcanum. Rebound, Cade Wendell. All the way in the lane.
And he turns it over almost.
And it's loose, picked up.
Jeez.
It's up and no good by Clay Smits, and rebound Arcanum. Boy, Cade was out of control
there.
So here's Arcanum with the ball. Oh, Byrne got around us, and he blew a layup.
Wow. So they missed two possessions in a row where they had layups that they missed.
Lane Byrne wide open, misses the layup, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Say your blessings.
Yeah, and this has been an issue for Arcanum scoring, and as you can see, we turn it over again.
Clay Smits tried to hit Ryan Braun cutting across the lane, and Ryan couldn't hang on to it. Arcanum with the basketball. 22-9 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Again, for New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, you know where to go. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery is Cade Wendell knocks the ball out of bounds. Here's Arcanum tossing it in. We're down to 25 seconds. They're going to shoot for the last shot. Willis Troutwine with it. Now the ball is Evan Atchley. I guess I kind of have a problem with this. When you're down by 11 or 13 points it is, and you're going to take the last shot. Oh, well.
Now they're not even know how much time. I don't think fadeaway three, no good.
Not a very good shot, actually. And here's Ryan Braun gunning, and it's no good. It was off after the gun anyway. We finished the second quarter, kind of a struggle the last half here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure scored that quarter, did they? I didn't write down the first quarter score.
I did not either. Not many if they did.
Yeah, so.
22-9 is the score right now. Fort Recovery leading here after the second quarter. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're built tough with poultry growers in mind. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. We're going to take time in for this commercial break from some of our great sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. Few honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. you are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat, our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, it's 22-9, the Indians leading here at halftime. And Jeff Vaughn has the brief report of scoring here. We didn't get much in that second quarter.
No, we didn't. Neither team really scored a whole lot. Indians scored seven, and Arcanum scored two. So for the Indians, they're led in scoring with 6 points by Peyton Judy as a pair of threes. Derek Judy has 1 3 for three. Ryan Braun has a three and a two-point field goal for five. Clay Schmitz has four. Cade Wendell, two. Noah Leonard, two. For Arcanum, they have four guys that have scored. Carter Gray has three. Grant Delk, two. Evan Ashley, two. And Wills Trotwine, two. One stat, Rob, and I'm not surprised with the officiating crew we have tonight. Nobody went to the foul line.
No fouls. Well, no free throws, I should say.
No free throws the whole first half there for either team. So, again, the Indians lead 22-9. And, like I said, Indians started out hot and they really cooled off. And, you know, Peyton Judy got that second foul and early on in the second quarter, and we didn't have a whole lot of scoring after that.
Yeah, he did not play there in that second quarter. So we'll be back in a moment. We'll tell you how the JV contest went right after this.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're building building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, a halftime score of the varsity game. Fort Recovery leading 22-9 over Arcanum. We'll have Petey Judy back in there, I'm sure, Jeff, to start the third quarter.
Yeah, I would imagine they'll bring him in and hopefully doesn't pick up a quick third foul. But, he'll be back in there definitely.
We did win the JV game tonight.
Yeah, in the JV game tonight, the Indians win 44-30. They were led in scoring tonight by Regan Martin. He had 15. Kobe Wendell had 3. Gavin Toby had 4. Ryan Post had 11. Brian Ben had 8. And Ian Holman had 3 for the Indians. So they win again 44-30. And I'm not sure what their record is on the year, but
of course, I'm sure it's because Bobby Leverett was coaching.
Yeah,
tonight.
Bobby was filling in for Tony Overton, who I think is in Barbados. So that's rough for him, too.
Let's talk a bit about the game last night. I was not there, but you were. Peyton Judy led the team with 19, followed by Ryan Braun with 11. 8 points for Clay Smith. Pretty nice job for Clay. 4 for Derek Judy, 3 for Cade Wendell, and 1 for Blaine Toby. And Indians just couldn't get things going, losing 73-46.
You know, at one point in the second quarter, I think we were only down about 3 and had a chance, to cut and tie that lead. And and I can't remember at halftime what we were down, but it wasn't a huge margin. It was within like 7 or 8, I believe. And then third quarter, we just...
Somebody said Harnes had 25 in the third quarter. Could that be?
Yeah, he got on a major roll. He hit a couple threes. He had a... I was more impressed with his passing. I think that's where he's really dangerous. And he did have 10 assists on the night. So, he played very well. And he got other guys involved. So the second half was just not pretty for the Indians. And, you'll have those nights. And Versailles is going to do that to the team.
They've only lost one game all year, and it has not been a conference game. Who did they lose to?
They lost to Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie shut them down, and Arnes only had 9 or 7, I believe. But they did a very good job on him, from my understanding. I saw some of the replay on Channel 35 out of Lima, or 44, so.
And we play Fort Laramie next weekend, I believe.
Yeah, and I believe they might be ranked number 1 in Division 4. And wow. I know tonight they're playing Minster, so.
And Fort Recovery, of course, plays Marion Local on Friday of next weekend in the conference game, and then Fort Laramie on Saturday. Yeah, is the Fort Laramie game here or over there?
It is here, and Marion is here. So we got double home weekend, which, both of those games are going to be tough. So
we'll be back with the start of the second half of play right after we pause for this message from Cooper Farms.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You're so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Carter Gray just missed one right in front of the basket. They cannot buy one. Here's Peyton Judy, three-pointer, bingo. He gets back in the game and gets us going.
Yeah, I think he's 3 for 3 from 3. And, the Gray kid, I think, got held a little bit there on the last one, but no call.
Arcanum underneath. There's Byrne, a reverse layup. Missed it. He could have easily have gotten that shot, but it didn't go down. Peyton Judy with the ball.
Yeah, he did a good job beating him. There's Peyton Judy right to the bucket.
Oh, nobody picked him up. He drove right in. Peyton Judy on the layup. And Peyton now has a total of 11 on the night, and he missed the whole second quarter. Almost the whole second quarter. Arcanum with the basketball. Evan Atchley, he'll pass off. Back to Atchley, drives and misses the layup again.
I bet they've missed at least five layups tonight, Rob.
Goodness sakes. Right side, Cade Wendell. Back out to Peyton Judy. On the left to Ryan Braun. Goes to the corner, Derek Judy. Three-pointer doesn't go. Rebound, Cade Wendell on the opposite side.
That's going up.
There's Judy at top of the key. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Arcanum finally. Grant Delk pulled down the rebound. A nice-looking sophomore. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Inside, there's Byrne. He fires and he missed it again. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's having a rough go at it.
They have missed so many inside shots. Oh, my. I'd just be pulling my hair out if I was Coach Bixler.
That's why he's got his head shaved, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Their shooting percentage, we don't keep it, but it is horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Inside to Clay Smith. Squirts away. Peyton Judy picks it up, and they're going to say it's off of Arcanum.
So Indians throw it around a little bit, kicked at the feet, and Byrne's going to be replaced by Baker.
Once again, our very fine third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Inside, it's up and good by Ryan Braun. Nice play by Ryan.
And that's Ryan's seventh point. Nice job getting down the post and finishing.
So, 29-9 now the score. It's a 20-point lead. Here's a left side shot.
Nice shot.
Three-pointer is good by Carter Gray.
If I'm the Arcanum, I'm probably getting him the ball any way I can off screen, and he's definitely their best chance of scoring.
Here's Cade Wendell back on the left to Ryan Braun. You know, if I'm Arcanum, I would almost say, go inside, just shoot outside.
Yeah. There was a turnover there by Ryan Braun on that play, and Gray has it.
Feeds off to a teammate, now down it goes. With the ball is the sophomore. He turns, spins, and misses it on the hook shot. Rebounds. Finally, they finally get one inside to go down. Was Andrew Baker.
So, again, a nice post move, and that thing's about three-quarters of the way down and pops out.
Grant Delk was the kid who had the really nice move in there, but just wouldn't go. Fort Recovery with the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Here's a shot by Peyton Judy. It's no good. He's gone cold here for him.
He missed his last
three shots.
That could have been offensive, but I agree. But
called Clay Smith with a foul before he got popped by the opposing player. That should have been a foul on him, too. Would you have called that a double foul, but a dead ball like that?
It could have been. I mean, where it took place, you could about have a no call.
Well, timeout is called here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. The Indians are leading 29-14 at the moment. We'll be back after we pause for this fine message from our friends at Pacasac.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, scores 29-14. Indians are leading. They've led all the way, really, tonight. Just had a slump there in the second quarter.
Yeah, they did. Really got about midway through the second quarter on. We didn't play very well, and luckily Arcanum didn't either. They probably played worse, I'm guessing, at that point.
Was a 20-point lead at 29-9. Now Arcanum's fought their way back a bit with five straight points. Here's Gray down the lane, and he got it to go down.
Nice drive.
Carter Gray scoring.
He's got eight. He's got all five here in the third quarter for Arcanum.
29-16 the score now. They've scored seven straight points. Ryan Braun on the left. He's dribbling back outside. Peyton Judy, three-point shot, does not go again.
So Petey's missed his last three, but good hustle play by Cade Wendell.
Wendell with the rebound. Here's Derek Judy, goes inside, and he missed
another rebound by Cade.
Cade gets it again. Mr. Hustle, Cade Wendell. Back outside, Derek Judy. Underneath, there's Peyton Judy, and he's going to be fouled as he tried to get the layup. He'll be at the line. Finally, a free throw.
Yeah, Cade Wendell drove in there, and two Garcannon guys go down, but Petey gets it and is going to the foul line.
You know, Cooper Farms would like to work with you for your livestock feed. They have a professional program that will assist you and make you more bucks. See your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Pate makes the first free throw. He's got 12.
This one's up and in and out.
And we got a lane violation.
Lane violation on Arcanum. So Petey gets another chance. Next week, the Indians are at home both nights. Marion Local on Friday, Fort Loramie on Saturday. There's the next one up, and it is good. So he makes the second free throw, takes advantage of the Arcanum miscue. And Arcanum will have the ball. Indians fall back into half-court defense here.
Grant Kanapke comes in and replaces Peyton Judy.
31-16. Indians are on top by 15 points. Down low, there's a shot up and good by Arcanum's Gray, or Baker, I should say. No, it's not
actually
Baker. It's Zach Smith.
Yeah.
Zach Smith on the shot. Inside it goes, down low, back out. Cade Wendell with it. Wendell in the lane, stops, says, I don't have the shot. Back out to Ryan Braun. Derek Judy between the circles on the left to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling, passing to Cade Wendell, right side to Derek Judy. Inside it goes to Clay Smits. He puts it up and in. Clay Smits with the basket. Give Mr. Derek Judy the assist.
Clay's got six.
Makes it 33-18. Arcanum with the ball down low. Should be an easy shot. It is, and they're fouled.
Nice job. Bad defense on the Indians on the guarding the ball there, and Andrew Baker gets an and-one opportunity here.
Andrew Baker nails the shot. They call that on Derek?
Yes, they called that on Derek. Judy is second, the team's second, and Peyton Judy's going to replace Derek.
33-20. Hey, Arcanum's not out of this yet. And they got that free throw.
They're making a little run.
33-21. It's down to a 12-point lead. It was 20. 2:25 to go in the third quarter here on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Cooper Farms, they'd like to be your grain marketing partner. Sell your corn direct to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Ryan Braun will pass over here to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke back to Cade Wendell on the left. Cade looks inside, backs it up.
Well, I'd be posting up Peyton Judy or Clay right now. He's got the 5'6 Corey Ross on him.
That little guy.
Yeah, he is. Looks like a wrestler.
Clay Smits on the left, back outside to Cade Wendell. Yeah, take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a turnover by the Indians. Just lack of focus there.
Can't take advantage of anything that way as the ball went through Ryan Braun's hands and out of bounds.
1:39 to go here. Indians lead by 12, 33-21. Go ahead.
I was going to say our next radio broadcast is the girls' game with Marion Local next Thursday, so good luck on that one.
Thank you.
Big conference game if you want to stay in the thick of things.
Yeah, definitely. On the road, nothing's ever easy, so...
Arcanum with the ball in the lane. 10-foot shot. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Down comes Grant Kanapke. Evan actually missed that shot a moment ago. Here's Ryan Braun. He got a three-point shot. He started the game with a three, and there's another one for Ryan.
And Ryan's in double figures with 10, so Peyton with 13, Ryan with 10. Indians up 15.
But the basketball now is Corey Ross. He will pass off on the right side. Ball's loose, picked up by Fort Recovery. Down comes Kanapke, puts it up no good. Rebound, Clay Smits. He got the rebound and back in.
So Clay's got 8. Guess we can give an assist to Kanapke.
38-21. Arcanum with the ball. Right side it goes to Andrew Baker. Here's Baker turning, firing, and no, it's Gray. Carter Gray turning, firing, and hitting, making it 38-23.
Gray now has 10. On.
Cade Wendell way on the far sideline into the corner to Clay Smith. Back out top to Ryan Braun. Right side, Grant Kanapke now down low to Peyton Judy. He'll dribble back out, firing over to Clay Smith. He'll fire it up and no good at the gun. We have completed three quarters of play. Fort Recovery 38 and Arcanum 23, so we've expanded the lead a little bit from where it got to 1 point.
Yeah, we did. We're up 16 now, so pretty good quarter and all for the Indians. They had a couple lapses there, but Arcanum was within 12 just about a minute 39 ago, so good finish by the Indians that quarter.
Thanks to our friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They remind you to enjoy Cooper Farms turkey. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just a moment.
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly. And in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Rob Weaver here tonight, and we want to thank our studio producers, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and we welcome you folks listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, and also Christian Peterson back at the radio station in Portland at WPGW. Those are our studio producers this evening. I'm Rob Weaver along with Jeff Vaughn, and we're back into action here to start the fourth quarter. The ball went off the official, but Fort Recovery keeps it. Grant Kanapke on the left, out to Cade Wendell. Grant Kanapke, there's Peyton Judy. Got a zone defense here for Arcanum. Looks like, I think.
Yeah, I think they're in man.
Are they?
Well, they're switching everything.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're in man.
Yep, they are. Right side to Cade Wendell. Wendell dribbling the basketball way out front. 38-23. Fort Recovery's on top by 15 in this one with Arcanum. Fourth quarter is brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find the quality building materials at Fort Recovery Lumber. Inside to Noah Leonards. To Cade Wendell. Back out to Ryan Braun. He falls down. He's tripped, they say, by Andrew Baker.
So that's going to be Baker's first foul, team's second. Little halftime score of interest, Rob, and Sunday Tigers 24, St. Henry Redskins 23. So,
wow. Well, Ansonia gave us a tussle before we beat them. Coach Mike Bayshore hoping for an Indian win tonight to kind of get us off the snide. Lost a tough game last Saturday and last night.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that one last Saturday definitely won, and they lost Tuesday or Monday night to New Bremen.
Actually, yeah, New Bremen also, yeah. That was the big one, the conference game.
Yep.
Outside, Grant Kanapke. Right side, it goes to Cade Wendell. Bounce pass to Noah Leonards underneath, and he has the ball knocked out of bounds. Reaching in there and poking it away from him was Wills Troutwine. Wills is a 6'2 senior for him. Here's Peyton Judy, right side, back out to Ryan Braun. Right side to Grant Kanapke, to Peyton Judy, and he managed to keep it. And what do we got?
Stepped out of bounds, by the way.
He stepped on the line, and Arcanum's making wholesale changes here.
Yeah, they're bringing four in.
And so, still in the game is little Corey Ross.
Yeah.
They say he's 5'6". I've got to wonder if he's really 5'6" or not. He might be. Underneath, and Arcanum threw it away.
Wow.
Driving inside was Dylan Lumpkin. He tried to pass off, and then it flew off to the wing and went off the hand of Evan Atchley, and we got a break on that one.
Yeah, definitely, and could have been a foul probably that was not called, but...
Marcus Bixler, the coach of Arcanum, and, of course, Mike Bayshore, the coach of Fort Recovery. Derek Judy on the left. He will come out to the center circle, pass on the right side to Ryan Braun. Have you noticed that...
Noah's been in the paint about 8 seconds there, and they didn't call it before. And
Mike Bayshore calls timeout.
What were you going to say? Did I notice what?
Have you noticed Arcanum's gotten more aggressive on defense here, and they've realized the officials aren't going to call the fouls, so yeah, they are really manhandling us.
Yeah, I agree. And Marcus Bixler asking John Derryberry right there about that. So
we'll be back in just a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver and Jeff Vaughn at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go, and the Indians are leading 38-23 over the Arcanum Trojans. Cade Wendell will pass on the left to Ryan Braun. Cross-court pass to Derek Judy. Back out top to Peyton Judy. He goes down the lane, scoops it up. Go! It pops out. Rebound Ryan Braun. He got it. Somehow that ball popped out of there for Peyton Judy, but Ryan Braun is there to save the day and get the rebound.
I think the Indians, their biggest lead was 20 at one point. Yeah. Now it's back to 17.
Yeah, it was 29-9.
Nine, I think you said.
29-9 in the second quarter, or the early part of the third quarter, I should say. And Arcanum with the ball. Little Corey Ross, he tries to dribble. It's knocked loose by Derek Judy. Now a mad scramble, and they're going to call...
Arcanum
still had the ball. Timeout Arcanum. Timeout Arcanum. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians lead 40-23.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our friends there at Wayne Street Market, where you can also buy that great Cooper Farms turkey at Wayne Street Market. Radio Rob here along with Jeff Vaughn as we have a 40-23 Indian lead right now. Happy to report.
Yeah, the Arcanum ball.
Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and no good by Arcanum. Well, stolen back by Arcanum, and laying it in was Dylan Lumpkin. Evan actually missed the original shot, but Lumpkin got the ball back and lays it in.
Yeah, just nice hustle play, and he stripped Noah Leonard and got the easy layup.
Cade Wendell with the basketball back out front. Indians on top here, 40-25 with 4:45 to go. It's not in the bag yet, but getting close. Peyton Judy underneath to Noah Leonard, and he got shoved, no call, and he lays it in. And so the Indians on top, 42-25 again. Here's a drive up and no good inside. Rebound back up and good by
Byrne.
Lane Byrne.
That was another one that about went in and out.
Yeah.
The kids had a rough night. He finally got on the scoring column.
Fort Recovery, Noah Leonard's right side shots, no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Oh, no good. Rebound Braun. Got it! And he's fouled on the play. Ryan Braun with the second rebound. He's saying, I just wanted to pad my rebound stats.
Yeah. Ryan's got 14, a chance to make this one for 15.
Clay Spitz comes back in, and Noah Leonard will leave the game. Noah did a nice job in there. Here's Mr. Braun at the free throw line. Really nice kid. puts it up there, and he got it.
So Ryan's got 15.
45 to 27. Indians approaching their big lead of the game, which was 20. Arcanum out front with the basketball, right side to Gray. He'll turn, fire, and miss. Rebound, out of bounds, and they say it's off of Arcanum. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, it looked like it almost went off of Petey, actually.
Yeah, I would agree.
We'll take it.
Cade Wendell will bring it up against the half-court trap here. Wendell cuts to the middle. What's the old key to beating a half-court trap, anyway?
Just being patient, not trying to dribble through it easily. And Indian's been showing some patience, and turnover there by Cade. Travel.
Yeah, Cade called for traveling. So Arcanum with it. Corey Ross will bring it across the timeline. On the left side it goes to Andrew Baker. He will feed over here to Wills Troutwine. Troutwine directs traffic. Back over to Corey Ross on the left. Ross top of the key, and it's tipped by Derek Judy, and it goes out of bounds. So the Trojans will still keep possession. Inbounds pass to Corey Ross. Now at the free throw line. Back to Corey Ross, and he is going to be fouled by Derek Judy. Out of bounds to Arcanum. Let's see, the sophomore kid that we liked so well, he's not really, he's only got a couple of points.
Yeah, he hadn't had a whole lot of touches either.
Well, that's true. Corey Ross into the sophomore delt. Back outside. There's Baker firing and missing. Rebound comes to Clay Smith. Clay will pass off to Peyton Judy. 2:55 to go now, and the Indians are getting close to getting this one in the bag.
Yeah, I would say you're right there.
45 to 27. Cade Wendell with it. He'll give over to Peyton Judy. This will give the Indians a 7-6 record. Judy down the lane. Nobody picked him up. He lays it in. Peyton with 15 now on the night.
Him and Ryan Braun both with 15 for the Indians.
Arcanum with the basketball. They're down by 20 now, which equals the biggest lead of the game for the Indians. Here's a shot inside. No good by Grant Delk. And rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Boy, Arcanum has just missed a whole pile of inside shots tonight. I mean, just some of them just point blank, easy lay-ins. There's the ball out of bounds. They say it's touched by Arcanum. Cade Wendell tried to feed Clay Smits on the baseline, and Arcanum knocked it away. Got some subs in the game here. Coming in the contest is Clayton Pearson. Here's Clay Smits, and he has the ball loose.
Nice hustle play by Clayton Pearson to save a possession for the Indians.
Ryan Braun with it out front. He will pass to Peyton Judy. Right side it goes to Clay Smits. Back around the horn on the outside to Ryan Braun. 1:43 remaining. Ryan Braun back outside, and Arcanum tipped it, but Clay Smits retains possession. Cade Wendell with it, and he's going to be fouled. Cade will go to the... Nope, not yet.
It's only the 14th foul by Arcanum.
47-27 in reports. Got Trevor Vaughn coming in. Blaine Toby also comes in. Wendell and Judy, Peyton Judy, stay in the game. Otherwise, the starters are out. Peyton Judy cross-court pass to Clayton Pearson. Cade Wendell out front with it. Wendell will drive in, and it's tipped away by Corey Ross and stolen for Arcanum. Ross will come down. He'll feed on the right. It's tipped out of bounds by Cade Wendell. Again, Fort Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know they have the Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And don't forget, they can design buildings for you and then provide you with the quality building materials to help you construct those buildings at Fort Recovery Lumber here in Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving our community for over 100 years, Fort Recovery Lumber. Corey Ross on the right side. Bounce pass goes. That was Zach Smith back out top. 40 seconds remaining, and Arcanum does not seem to be in any hurry to shoot the ball.
No, they don't.
There's one from three-point land. Good. Dylan Lumpkin hit a three, and that's his fifth point of the evening, and that makes it 47-30, down to the last 25 seconds now. Right side, Clayton Pearson with it. Dribbling the basketball. Feeds back out to Derek Judy. There's Cade Wendell. Derek Judy dribbling the ball. 6 seconds to go. And that's going to be it. Indians are going to run the clock out. The final score is Fort Recovery 47 and Arcanum 30. We'll be back to wrap up the game in a moment right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer Compact Tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You're so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn, and let's move over to Jeff with the happy stats for the Indians tonight.
Yeah, for the Indians, we win 47-30. They're led in scoring by Peyton Judy and Ryan Braun, both with 15. Also, Clay Schmitz had 8. Noah Leonard's had 4 off the bench. Cade Wendell, 2, and Derek Judy, 3. The Indians make 6 threes on the night, so they shot pretty well from three-point land. For Arcanum, they were led in score by the sophomore Carter Gray. He had 10. Andrew Baker came off the bench with 5. Dylan Lumpkin, 5. Will Trotwine, 2. Evan Ashley, 2. Lane Byrne, 2. And Zach Smith, 2. And Grant Delk with 2. So Indians get a nice win here at home that they needed after having a few losses. And they get back to go right back into the grind next week with Marion Local on Friday and number one team in the state in Fort Laramie on Saturday.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Good luck to you guys in the girls game on Thursday. We'll see you Thursday.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. Jeff. Thanks. Yep. Jeff Vaughn with us here this evening, giving us the stats of the varsity game. In the reserve game, we'll tell you about that coming up in a moment. We hope to have Coach Bayshore also up here, so we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Elizabeth. Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Indians have a nice win tonight as they beat the Arcanum Trojans 47-30. Coach Mike Bayshore does join us. And congratulations, Coach. Nice to get back in the win column and a solid win for the kids tonight.
Yeah, Arcanum's a really nice team. They had beat Coldwater earlier in the year. They beat New Bremen by 20. So they put some stuff together. We did such a fantastic job on the gray kid. Cade, I can't say enough about Cade Wendell's defense. He was all over him all night. You know, I think he had only 10 points, and one of them was a three down the stretch when the game was kind of out of it. So hats off to our kids. We took a couple charges tonight. Did the little things that we've been trying to preach all year, and it's nice when you do those things and you can come out on top.
Well, absolutely. And one thing tonight, a great start. Got out to a nice lead there at 15-7 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and to say that what we did when Peyton got his second foul there and sat most of the second quarter, if not all of it, and we were still able to maintain our lead and maintain our momentum. You know, we did some things differently tonight, mixed up our rotations a little bit. Noah Leonard did a fantastic job off the bench for us. Derek Judy did a nice job defensively for us. He hit an open three, made some nice drives to the basket. We worked Regan Martin, another freshman. We started working him into the mix a little bit, so he had a nice second quarter for us. All in all, I'm happy. People stepped up and did good things tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Braun with 15 points. Nice job for him.
Yeah, I mean, he had a big three when they were starting to close the gap a little bit. I think they had got it down to 13, and he hit a nice three for us. I mean, he's, you know what you're going to get out of him every week. He's one of my hard hat guys, him and Cade. They're going to put that hat on and bring their lunch pail and go to work every night. And you can't say enough about those two kids. And the stretch that we had kind of gone through, losing three in a row, they kind of held everybody together, and that's what you expect out of your captain.
You know, like you were saying, golly, these guys beat New Bremen by 20, and, you know, they beat Coldwater, and you didn't really know what to expect coming into tonight. Boy, are we going to, you know, hit these kids again tonight? But, boy, the kids didn't let that happen.
And, you know, I mean, the scoreboard might not have showed it, but we played really well for most of that game last night. I mean, we just ran into a really good Versailles team. You know, so our kids didn't let that loss affect them. You know, they wanted to come out and take care of their business tonight. And hats off to our kids. They didn't let it. They got on top of them early, and then they didn't let off of it. I don't think they got any closer than 13, and to end up, we had it up to 20 at some point. And our kids really earned that victory tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. Marion Local next Friday, and then Fort Laramie next Saturday.
Hey, I told the kids last night, and I love coaching in games when no one's expecting you to win. And you know what? That's how you get better. If you can go out and compete against Marion and Laramie, and then it's going to make us stronger for the tournament. There's a lot of basketball to be played after next weekend, but we're not, we don't back down from anybody, and we're going to give it our best shot. And, you know, Marion puts their pants on the same way we do, and we're going to try to take care of business Friday night, worry about Saturday on Saturday.
Hey, good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians pull away with a 47-30 win tonight, leading 15-7 at the first quarter, 22-9 at halftime, 38-22 after three. And again, the final was 47-30. Once again, Indians led by both Peyton Judy and Ryan Braun with 15 apiece, 8 points for Clay Spitz and four for Noah Leonards, and I think Cade Wendell had 2 points in there as well, and also Derek Judy with a three-point basket for the Indians. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery won that as well, 44-30, leading 9-8, 21-17 at half, 37-26 after three, and they win by 14, 44-30. Indians in the reserve game were led by Regan Martin with 15, 11 for Ryan Post. Also 8 points for Brian Benn. Nice job for Big Brian. Also chipping in with four was Gavin Toby. Three apiece for Kobe Wendell and Ian Holman. That is going to wrap it up for us tonight. The Indians go to 7-6 on the year with the victory here against the Arcanum Trojans. Again, the final was 47-30 for Recovery on top. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our great sponsors. Thanks to our studio producers. That would include Christian Peterson back at our studios and Neil at the FortRecoveryRadio.com. And don't forget, we will be on the air with the varsity game on Thursday night from Marion Local on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on WPGW. Again, Indians win tonight, 47-30. Thanks for listening. I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good evening.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.